Hey, I want to tell you a little bit about an American military tie to Vietnam. I was in Vietnam with listeners recently. We were 8 days in Vietnam. And one of the highlights of the trip was a series of tunnels called the Cu Chi Tunnels. They're near Saigon, the former capital. And right now, as I tell you about the tunnels, if you text the word watch, you can see them. Watch to 855-616-1620. Text the word watch and you can see these tunnels. They're amazing. A little bit of history here. In the 60s and 70s, as the Vietnam War was raging, the Viet Cong, that's who we were fighting against, built a series of tunnels in Vietnam where they could live underground. They could fight the United States underground. There's a 60 square area mile where we went and visited the tunnels near the Ho Chi Minh Trail, and they would pop up in and out of these tunnels and kill American troops. Eventually, there was a group of military, U.S. military, trained called Tunnel Rats, and they would go into these tunnels, which were very narrow. The Vietnamese are a lean people. They could fit in the tunnels. Americans, especially with gear and backpacks and weapons, could not. So what happened was we trained guys to go into the tunnels. It was a lot of hand-to-hand combat buried in the earth. Some of them carried flamethrowers to try to clear the tunnels. The tunnels were booby-trapped, oftentimes engineered with trapdoors that had shrapnel or spears in there that would carve up our guys. But the tunnels you can now go through, they are absolutely amazing.
Okay, tell me. Tell me what it was like.
So we crawl through a tunnel. So you go in the tunnel. It's absolutely pitch black. A trapdoor opens, and we would walk into the tunnel. We had to crouch or walk on our hands and knees. And imagine that's how our military guys had to fight. And you go through this series of dark tunnels, dark rooms. And I kept thinking about our men that would be hiding and ambushed in those tunnels. 75 miles underground. When the Vietnamese built these, they used hand picks and shovels and could only dig 5 feet a day. So I bring this up to you now because we're going on an honor flight tomorrow, and I'm so happy you're going to be with us. And there are a bunch of Vietnam veterans, many in the Army, many who fought in this part of Vietnam.
So now that you've seen that, you went into that tunnel, has that changed your outlook on when you're going to be going on this next honor flight?
It makes me think about it. Makes me think about our brave men in the rice paddies and the jungles of Vietnam and Cambodia and what they had to go through, for sure. Gives me a different respect. Having been in Vietnam for 8 days, I feel different than I did before I went.
I couldn't imagine. You're going into something pitch black. You know that this is war.
And it's their home base. They know where the trapdoors are. They know what's around the corner, and our men didn't.
I saw a Medal of Honor winner talk about that. And yes, you're right. The hand-to-hand combat.
Brutal.
Because you can't use a weapon because it's so loud.
And you can't even get a rifle like in there. It was brutal.
He said the way that he was able to tell if the enemy was there was by smelling breath. That's how close
that's
they were.
Crazy.
And they're fighting in the dark.
So come celebrate some of our Vietnam veterans tomorrow. There's an honor flight that Julia and I are both going to be on. We're going to collect really cool stories and bring them back for you. But tomorrow's your chance. I would recommend this. Come out to the airport for the homecoming in the evening. The planes are due to start getting back at like 8 o'clock tomorrow night. You want to get there 6:37, get situated for the parade. There's going to be marching bands. There's going to be 165 vets. Come welcome them home. Bring your kids at the airport tomorrow evening. And Julia, tomorrow it's Flight of Champions. So in Milwaukee, there are going to be people from the Brewers and the Bucks on our airplanes. There's a flight that goes in and out of Green Bay with Packers people. It's going to be amazing.
I am so honored. I'm so excited. I'm going to put everything together. My heart is just bursting with such gratitude that I'm going to be able to tell their stories.
I'm so glad you're going to be there. So tomorrow's the last flight of our flight season. We don't fly again until the spring. So bring your kids, come on out to the airport, welcome home our heroes tomorrow night.